Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 9:11 on Tuesday.
Only got three more days till Friday.
It's going to be a quick week. I can feel it. A lot going on this week, so you know, hopefully we all come out of it okay at the end. What are the people saying, Vinny?
I hope you're right that it's going to be a quick week because, you know, there's a little time off coming up. So.
You know.
Everybody said this. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say. Vinny, most guys can recognize the palm of their hands by feel, if you know what I'm. Yes, I know what you mean. 415. Sheesh.
Sheesh.
Good grief. Come
1 o'clock.
On. You know, I'll tell you something that's ridiculous about that. If you'd have told me when I was 13-year-old me, you're not going to believe this, but you'll still be doing that when you're 50. I would have told you, no. Come on.
Now he's got the kung fu grip.
Like, what? Really? I'm still going to need to do that then? And sure enough.
Every single day?
Sorry, my screen
it's
just...
fine. Went. Just It's the theme of today's show.
Yeah.
Nothing's gone right.
Right. Let's see. Some people about the politics at work. Politics at work. If a conversation starts and it's going well and all are sharing their opinions calmly, then okay. If a conversation starts to get heated and you think someone might go home and get a gun, walk away.
Oh, boy. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, you shouldn't. It shouldn't ever even. Right.
People are that riled up about it, though.
I know. Well, and that's. That social dilemma will explain some of the division in our country right now in a way that will really make you like sick to your stomach.
It sounds like it'll make me angry. Like
all of this crazy is being fed by Facebook? Mm. What?
How is that possible?
Well, you just think of it being so benign and yet, you know, they're feeding the stories to the people that further. It's not here. Hey, here's another side to that. Consider a different opinion. This is that opinion that you looked at that one time, and this will only cement it more. And worse, it'll flame that fire or fan that fire, whatever. Nothing. Well, don't even bring up fire right now, right? What am I, stupid? Please remind everyone about the census. Yes, everyone. There's a census going around, and it should get done. It's important. It takes minutes. And
it took really me a minute. Takes no time
to finally get around to it. I kept putting it off, and that's not even like me. But sure enough, once I finally sat and did it, I went, "Oh, that was so easy."
I was just waiting for it to come in the mail. You know, so it was surprising. Last time it was a whole booklet. You filled it out and mailed it back. Mm-hmm. This time you take it online. It's easy.
415 says last year people were crying about baby, it's cold outside, about how gross that is, and now people are singing to WAP. Absolutely disgusted by the hypocrisy.
Well, I mean, hopefully you're not playing, you know, you might play a Christmas song for your child. Hopefully you're not playing WAP for your child. Hopefully your child finds that on his own.
And they can.
No kidding.
Right.
On your phone.
Or LOL. Why did I start singing and know most of the words to Nobody Does It Better when Sarah mentioned it as a Bond song? I was 7 when it came out. LOL.
That's why.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody does it better. Makes me feel sad for the rest.
I love that original song as you played it earlier. It's got that sort of reverb-y guitar.
Yeah. And sounds like a surf tune.
Ding, 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 ding. It does, exactly. Yeah. Yep, it sure does. Which was popular, very popular, probably at that time. And so that sound
62,
is...
62, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds great. Let's see. Hey, S&V, would you please let your Santa Clara listeners know that the SAP Center will offer 2 secure drop boxes for voters to deliver their ballots? October 5th through Election Day, November 3rd. Free parking will be available. Check sjsharks.com/vote for details. Love you guys. #vote. All right. That's nice to know.
Thank you.
Whose house are you salivating now over Sarah? I missed it. Damn, work gets in the way of your show sometimes.
The Bill Graham estate.
Oh, I thought it was the Pierce Brosnan estate.
No. You're salivating over that one. Oh. I wouldn't buy that. Even if I had $100 million, I wouldn't buy a beach house. I'm afraid that global warming will make the house be underwater in a few years. But the Bill Graham estate is up on the top of the hill, Vinny.
Oh.
360 degrees.
All right. 707 says, yes, Vinny, put the Picard costume on.
Yes, all right. Vinny, put the Picard.
I'll do it.
It puts the Picard costume on its skin.
Oh, my God, you weirdo.
Don't worry. I've got to be 75 miles from you. It'll take me a while. You'll have fair warning if I head your way. I'm going to get you, Picard.
I so appreciate your voices. I'm going to miss you guys when you're on vacation, says 707.
You don't have to miss us. All our podcasts are there. And Bryn, you're going to be playing a best of, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Nicole and I.
I don't know what this is in reference to. 510 says, boys taking showers. Wow, Sarah, you were a bit off. What is that about?
I truly have no idea.
Trying to figure out BTS meaning.
Oh, boys
taking showers. I don't know. I just feel like BTS. What does it mean? Blue this season. I don't know.
Let's see here. 510. I like the impression Sarah does of people. Vinny, do you do any impressions? No, not really.
Oh, you do a bang up Arnold Schwarzenegger. Not
my
to mention your English accent.
My speciality is dirty jokes we can't tell anymore. So, unfortunately, Arnold Schwarzenegger made $21,429. For every word he said in Terminator 2.
He does a good Boston accent, too. Can you find that?
There,
he does a really good Joni Mitchell impersonation as well.
We don't have any of that stuff right now, please. And by the way...
We have it all.
California. She does have the highest...
It is incredible. California, I'm going
It's home. Too... Oh.
It's beautiful. I love her.
707 says, I hate faking it. I love arriving, but my hubby won't give up until I do. Usually it's not a problem, but sometimes after an hour, I am an Oscar-winning performing role. I'm an Oscar performing role.
You know what? You have way more stamina than I. If we were approaching half an hour, I'd be like, oh my God, that was the most amazing thing ever. Didn't you see how I... did that. Woo.
Right.
All right. Let's go get cleaned up and get on with our lives. Give up. Are you not going to give up? Well, I'm going to give up. I've given up.
Sometimes it's just not going to happen. Bryn faking it had me ugly laughing so hard people were looking at me at the stoplight.
I was choking on my oatmeal earlier.
Uh-huh. You know what I thought about? I don't know those. I have never listened to that song WAP through. And that part about the uvula thing, is that far back there? It doesn't seem like, that theme seems like you should be able to hit that pretty easily, right?
Well, the thing about that is, you know, that's kind of like your choke button, you know? Mm. Like if you...
Yeah, but isn't she saying she wants that?
That's what she's
Punch
saying.
Punch that? Isn't that what she said?
I think she did say something about gagging
don't
and choking.
Be careful.
I don't want to. Very little you can play
of that song.
Anyway, I just thought that it seems like that'd be really weird if you can't. Right?
I don't know, Vinny. I just don't know what to say. There's so little I want to say.
When I was a toddler, my dad had a full beard. When he shaved it off, I wouldn't talk to him for weeks because I didn't recognize him anymore. Love you guys.
Oh, that's weird.
It's not.
Yeah,
that
I guess
weird.
It, when
kids
you're used to
weird.
Someone, yeah, when you're used to someone looking a certain way, and that's who they are, like you can't believe, you can't fathom a big change like that.
415 says, Sarah, a kindergarten teacher has a legit job. No more nap Sarah. Time. Kids learn to read, write, and do basic math before the end of the school year. Not always an easy task, says 415.
And they learn that some teachers are monsters.
Right. Jesus, dude. What did you do to your eyes?
Oh, my God. And why? Like, who are you trying to scare? Is your mom really mean? Like, what are you doing?
Well,
he has all his teeth sharpened to points, too. Like, I'm sorry, but I don't want Gollum teaching my kindergartner.
Everybody can do what they want. And if you've made your money as a teacher and you want to spend it on that, that's fine. I can see artists, performers who make bank and they're honing and crafting this image. You know, I mean, that's sort of the David Bowie, you know, tattooed his eyes or whatever. But he always had, and Lady Gaga, all these Madonna, they always present.
Yes.
Add a new record, you know, release the new image. I get the image thing if you're that, but if you're a kindergarten teacher.
Also, the Lady Gaga, David Bowie thing, that washed off with soap and water. And
right.
They could go back to, you know, a semi-normal appearance. This is, you know, tattoos are for good.
Well, your eyeballs, too. I mean, you really want right. to mess with that?
Right. God. What if you wind up blind, fool?
Right. If the eyes are the window to your soul, then what does it say about a person whose eyes are blacked out? Right. Hello.
The window's wide open and it's nighttime? I don't know. They're made of oil? I'm not sure.
Super weird. Wife and I have lived in Rincon Valley for 54 plus years. This is the fourth time to evac in 4 years. We've lost power 10-ish times in the same amount of time.
Wow. 54 years and they've been evacuated four times.
At home and our small business. Not taking it lightly, but we're getting good at this and still live in one of the best places I can think of.
Dang.
Thanks for the support. OWFC. OWFC?
They must mean OFOC. Mm-hmm. Huh.
Let's see.
Overwhelming feelings concern. They must just not know the correct acronym. Now they do. OFOC.
Well, there is really isn't a correct acronym.
Sure, there is.
I mean, it's
really...
right
there in the Urban Dictionary. It's what a okay. pussy says to someone who wants to say "I love you" too.
Wow, dude.
Let's see if it's still there.
I hope you dumped that. Did you dump that?
You don't have
she
to
shouldn't
dump that.
Talk like
it's fine.
That.
When
That's
someone's
terrible.
A wimp, you can say that.
We don't want. Anything negative associated with
there.
The
yeah.
with what? Yeah. It's
What's
still
the
there?
Exact definition of OFOC?
It says, "What a douchebag." Says,
"Oh, now I'm a douchebag." Great.
Instead of saying the L word,
you should
says.
Feel proud that you've got some words in the Urban Dictionary. Vin.
Oh yeah,
Coined
I'm so
phrase.
Proud. That's great. Super duper.
There's definitely overwhelming feelings of concern for that rent partner of mine.
Right. Well, you know, I can say in my defense, it's not really nice to put people on the spot. You could have texted me that question the night before, and I would have been prepared with a better answer for you, okay?
Vinny, if only this show was scripted, then I would have sent you the script ahead of time, and you could have formulated your own script and answer.
Instead, you just set me up to trip and fall down a long hill.
Trip and fall? Are you kidding me? That's a high point for the show. Please. Come on. We're the Urban Dictionary.
I'm my rent partner.
Somebody look around, see if there's a rope we could throw him. I don't know.
Come on, who got that reference? Anybody?
Moana.
Yeah, thank you.
I was going to say,
of course.
Not I. The people with babies on the show.
Don't worry, it's a lot further than it looks.
He jumps down this hole and he's just looking down and there's nothing and nothing and nothing. And you're still like, and there's still nothing. And then you hear him go, "I'm still falling." Yeah, I had to be there. Sorry, Sarah. I'm sorry.
It's quite all right. He's a demigod, right? He
yes,
survives it, I assume.
Right. Of course he does. Yep. Let's see here. Listening to you guys talk about Chinese sci-fi, but didn't catch the name of the books. Another great fantasy sci-fi author is Jack Vance. local, was from Oakland, considered one of the grandmasters of sci-fi fantasy. Started with the Dying Earth series. I'm also a huge Stephen King fan since I was a kid. The Stand and Dark Tower series are some of my all-time favorites. I did read Ready Player One on your recommendation and thought it was excellent. Do you know those books?
The Jack Vance books? I'm not. I don't think so. That doesn't sound familiar.
The book we were talking about. The Dying Earth series?
It does, yeah.
Write that down.
The whole thing. The book I'm reading, or the series I'm reading right now, is called The Three Body Problem. And it's just so different than any other sci-fi. It's fan-freaking-tastic. I love it. I'm so into it. I'm plowing through.
Love the show. Love Craft Country. So good. Sarah, there's only 10 episodes, only 7 released.
Oh,
what? Is that the Lovecraft? Okay.
I'm sure we'll wind up catching up before and then have to wait every week. I hate that. I like when they drop them all at once. Come on, HBO Max. Get with it.
People, you brought up River because Joaquin named his new baby boy after his brother.
His brother, yeah.
Right. A bunch of people wrote in stuff that he's done, including apparently a Red Hot Chili Peppers video.
Oh.
Which I didn't know about either.
How old was he when he died?
I don't know. I would bet he was in his 20s.
Right. Well, he was famous, so it's possible he was underage. Yeah, I was going to say. But then, you know, someone that high profile, known to be underage, wouldn't be allowed into a bar, would they?
Well.
Yeah.
The Viper Room. Say.
I don't know.
It's funny how that place has this big name, and if you see it, you go, that?
Right.
That's what everybody's talking about?
Well, that one guy and Johnny Depp.
That? All right. Whatever. Anyway, that's all the texts for now. Thanks, everybody, for sending those in. Back after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening today. I know there are a lot of people going through some craziness right now.
Right.
You know, our thoughts are with the people who've been evacuated and, of course, with the people who are actually doing the heavy lifting and fighting those fires. If you go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, we actually have a few helpful links up there. The Cal Fire Twitter has been highly recommended, so that's a place you can turn for updates. But there's like evacuation centers, and especially if you have large animals, a lot of people up in farm country do. Mm-hmm. There are safe places for the animals that you can get out as well. So, you know, this is going to be a tough week. And as Vinny said, it's just going to get hotter, right? Thursday is the peak.
Yeah. But, you know, we should also mention that although it's not really great that police and fire are so experienced with this stuff, it obviously means we've gone through this a lot. But thanks again to everybody out there helping people. I mean, the police patrol neighborhoods where evacuations have happened. I saw that firsthand here in my neighborhood, and it's impressive and does provide some relief for someone who's had to leave their home. So thanks to all the police and fire out there doing this job and everybody else helping too. It sucks, but hopefully you'll return to your home soon.
Fingers crossed. Alice is open. Yeah, I know. Knock wood. Mm-hmm. Alice is open 24/7. Janie is coming up this afternoon, so keep it here. And if you stream us on radio.com, just leave the stream on no matter what you're doing. Just
As long as you can.
Never turn it off. Just turn it down. We appreciate it. We'll see you back here on Hump Day. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.